All schools in the Cleveland Metropolitan School District are closed today in the wake of yesterday's shooting at a downtown school in Cleveland, Ohio, known for its order and discipline and coincidentally directly across from the local FBI headquarters. Four were wounded. One person died. That he was the teenage gunman. Here is the original 911 phone call.
We have a person with a gun at the sheriff's at the academy. Okay, where is he shooting it? Yeah, he shot it two times, but I ran out the building.
Authorities identified the shooter as a 14-year-old student who reportedly had a history of mental and disciplinary problems and trouble with the law. They say the student took his own life before police arrived.
Two teachers were hit. Both are in the hospital in stable condition. Two students suffered minor gunshot wounds. Cleveland Police Chief Michael McGrath said yesterday that the teenage gunman may have been targeting the teachers.
We do not believe this was a random shooting. We believe that some of the victims may have been targeted there, that the shooter specifically went to that location looking for these individuals.
Earlier this week, the shooter had been suspended from Success Tech Academy for fighting. Other students say he'd threatened to come back with a gun. In 2006, he was charged in juvenile court for domestic violence after fighting with his mother.
Now, this incident's raising questions about security in the small alternative high school. The school had a security guard on the first floor, but had eliminated the one on the third floor where those shootings did take place. Students telling the Associated Press that metal detectors at the school were only used intermittently.
The school district is providing counseling for students today, and schools are expected to reopen on Monday.
That is today's BPP Big Story. Now let's get the rest of the news from our own Rachel Martin.